five golden rings recall the Torah or law.
The first five Old Testament.
The six geese of Lebanon
stand for the 6 days of creation. Seven swans of swimming represent the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit: prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, contribution, leadership, mercy. The eight maids of milking are the eight beatitudes. Nine ladies dancing are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. Y'all remember those, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The 10 lords of leaping are the 10 commandments. The 11 pipers piping stand for the 11 faithful disciples. The 12 drummers drumming symbolize the 12 points of belief of the Apostles' Creed. So there's your good history lesson, huh? Y'all ready for the message?
Yeah.
Man, change of plans. We don't like when our plans change, do we? We don't like when our life is thrown in turmoil by something happening that we didn't expect. Amen? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to cover a portion of the Christmas story from Matthew chapter 1. I think y'all don't like this. Christmas planners. How many of y'all are Christmas planners? How many of y'all try to plan and get Christmas done way ahead of time? Well, guess what? If you plan to have your shopping done in July, but you're still shopping, guess what? You're not a very good planner, are you? But I bet you're tore up from the floor up because you haven't got something done that you had planned at a certain time. Pretty sure some of us had different plans, didn't we? Some of us didn't plan to go job hunting at certain times. Some of us didn't plan to be separated. Some of us didn't plan to have medical issues. Some of us didn't plan to have an empty chair at the dining room table. Some of us didn't plan on saying what we said to somebody. Some of us didn't plan on doing what we did. Some of us didn't plan on losing a lost loved one. Amen. Sometimes, guess what? Sometimes a change of plans can rattle our faith. It can tear us up from the floor up. Amen. Why is that? We're going to talk about that a little bit here today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, as always, Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit move Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, that your words are spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul for the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, when we get upset because you changed our plans, Lord, or when we get upset because one of our plans didn't go right, Lord, may we get a new perspective from you today, Lord. Lord, learn something new that we can apply this Christmas season, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. And everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to talk about the story and the birth of who?
Jesus.
Everybody watching online, type Jesus in the comments. We're going to talk about somebody important, ain't we? I don't know about you, but Jesus is pretty important in my life.
Amen.
How about you? Jesus is so important in my life that I can turn to him when my plans get tore up. When it don't go the way I think it should go. Amen. We're going to talk about it though. Imagine it like this. Imagine what isn't recorded in our Bible. Amen. But likely could have happened. Maybe happened. You got that teenage little girl. Y'all remember what her name was? Mary. That teenage little girl. Wednesday night student of ministry in the synagogue. She go hang out in the ministry. She seen that fine, strapping, young, 19-year-old man named who? Joseph. She thought he looked cute, didn't she? She's like, hey, I don't know about that. He's kind of funny. He's kind of engaging. He's kind of passionate. He's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. Guess what? The Messiah's going to come somehow. This was his plan of getting to earth for us. Amen. You can see the passion all over Joseph's face. He loved God. Same with Mary. You can see the passion all over her face. She loved God. And she was thinking, you know, hey, not only is Joseph a little bit interesting, is he a little bit charismatic, is he a little bit confident, but guess what he's got? He got one important thing that a future wife would want in a future husband. He got a job. He got a job. He furniture maker. He makes stuff for furniture for people's houses and businesses. He made furniture. Last guy she hung out with was probably unemployed and played PS4 too much. Amen. They had dates at the Nazareth coffee shop. He bought her flowers. He had all the love in the world for her. He was going to pop a question. Some girls fool around, don't they? It's only natural. But guess what? Not Mary. Not Joseph. Neither one of them fooled around. They were committed to God. They were committed to whatever plan that God had for them. Amen? They were saving themselves until they got married. 2 years. Gonna wait on 2 years. They gonna start a family. Have maybe a boy or a girl. Maybe a boy and a girl. Some parents like both, right? They like to have one of each. They're going to build a house. She's going to stay home with the kids. He's going to build a business. Build a carpentry business. Open his own store. Amen? May it be done unto me according to your word, God. He loves you. That was Joseph's heart. May it be done unto him according to God's word. But I'm sure they had all these plans, ain't you? And then what happened? You had an angel show up on the scene. Messed them up from the floor up, didn't he? Angel popped in and said, hey, guess what? God gonna give you a baby. You ain't got to wait for 2 years. Yeah, you ain't got to wait until that happens. Angel said, God gonna get a baby. And Joseph gonna be excited. Verses Matthew 1:18-19, NIV version says this. Joseph, get excited. But everything gonna hit the fan there. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, y'all remember what came together means, right? Before they met each other, we'll say that. She was found to be pregnant through who? The Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. Ooh. Think about that. Think about what Joseph was going through. Mary rolls up on him, has that little conversation with him. Hey, Joey, I got something to tell you. That's a scary thought when a woman comes up to the guy and says, I got something to tell you, no matter what's coming after that. But what came after with her was, I'm pregnant. And no, I know you didn't do it. Nobody else did. The Holy Spirit did it. Joseph probably was sitting there going, wait a minute. I don't know about that. I'll be a little embarrassed in this situation. I'll be a little devastated. Because that wasn't what we had planned, was it? That wasn't what he had planned. God changed their plans. Amen. He had already made a non-refundable refund to get married in the chapel. Invitations have been out. How are they going to tell their parents? How are they going to tell their buddies that Mary is now a child? And they weren't ready for it. Amen? Worse than the public humiliation, they feel like personal betrayal. He trusted her. He loved her. He planned to spend life with her. And now what? In their culture, Once you were engaged, you couldn't break it off through divorce. Imagine Mary sitting there hollering, "Wait a minute, you can't break this off in divorce." Guess what? Back then, the women really had no say. It was up to Joseph whether he followed through with that quiet divorce or not. But I'm sure she's sitting there hollering, "Hey, wait, I didn't do anything. I know I'm Brango, but I didn't do anything. I haven't been with nobody else. I haven't been with you. It was the Holy Spirit. I didn't do anything wrong. All I did was right." She's pregnant. She's all alone. She breaks down. And I'm sure she sat there going, God, I said yes. And now Joseph hates me. He don't even want to be around me. He don't want for me to be in his sight. Not only that, but everybody is going to think I am a horrible, terrible person because I'm pregnant. Rumors are going to be flying around everywhere. Social media is going to be blasting on loud. This isn't, I'm sure she had this conversation, this isn't what I had planned. There's some of us here right now in that moment of this isn't what I had planned. Amen. We're trying to provide for a good Christmas. And a car might be breaking down. We took a different job. Worked hard. The company downsized. We didn't plan on leaving, did we? But we got shut down. We promised each other faithful as long as we live. And we don't take it serious. Didn't take it seriously enough. We raise kids as best as we can, but they're rebelling against us in massive ways. We didn't ask for migraines, did we? We didn't plan on battling depressions. We didn't plan on losing our scholarships. We didn't plan on getting injured. Amen? This isn't what I wanted. Wasn't the plan I had. We don't understand that, do we? We don't understand how our plans can fall apart in a moment's notice. You don't have to understand the plan to trust God has a purpose for each one of us. I'm going to say it again. You don't have to trust the plan. You don't have to understand the plan to trust God has a purpose. Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails." So no matter how many plans Ronnie has built up in my heart, guess what? The Lord's plans is what's going to prevail. No matter how hard I try to make them work, if they're not in God's plans, if they're not for His purpose, they're going to fail, aren't they? What's the plan? We got to trust my purpose. Mary and Joseph's plans were wrecked. They were tore up, wasn't they? I'm sure both of them sitting there going, "Oh my gracious, what have we done to ourselves? What have we got ourselves into?" Joseph sitting there going, "I can't believe this woman come rolling up in here saying she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit." Because stuff like that didn't happen, did it? Stuff like that didn't happen. They didn't understand the true uniqueness of this baby Jesus that was getting ready to be born. It isn't what I had planned. Matthew 1:20-21 says this. But after he had considered this, being the divorce, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from what Mary told him was from." Amen. It's from the Holy Spirit. "She will give birth to a son. You can give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Whew. I don't know about you, but it's like, wait a minute. What are we doing in the middle of our mess? Amen. We got a Jesus that'll take care of it. We got that'll get us out of it. Amen. When we get problems, don't worry about Him changing our plans and our outlook. We have to leave the understanding to Him. I know it don't feel good. I know it don't feel good to have our plans turned upside down. I know it don't to me. Amen. And sometimes we think, my ways are higher. My thoughts are better. But that's totally opposite, isn't it? Because it isn't our ways that are higher. It isn't our thoughts that are better. It's God's ways are higher. Jesus' ways are better. Jesus' thoughts are better than ours. Amen. My purposes are different than your plans. God's purposes are different than our plans sometimes. Sometimes God's greatest invitations feel like our worst interruptions. That God often interrupts our plans and are in His purpose. Amen. We might end up doing something and we break our finger because we were in our purpose and not God's. His way of taking us out of it. Amen. We might have a couple kids rolled up in there. We might be building a building and something happens and the building collapses. Nobody gets hurt. Let's get that out. But it's God's way of saying, hey, that's your plan. It's not mine. I got to change the plans for you. I got to change the direction for each one of us. Amen. Again, God often interrupts our plans with His purpose. So what happened? Mary gave birth, didn't she? She gave birth. They hung out. Instead of in a nice home giving birth with a midwife, she was traveling on a donkey. She was rolling around on a donkey. I'm sure all y'all ladies that have been pregnant, a donkey would not be comfortable. No way, shape, or form. But it was the quickest way back then to get her from one place to the other. There weren't no hotels available. How many of y'all guys ever rolled into that? When you're trying to get somewhere and your woman's like, hey, I told you to book that hotel last week. I'm in trouble. No hotels available. Joseph was in trouble, wasn't he? Mary'd be like, hey, you should have called ahead. You should have sent somebody ahead and got me a room instead of a donkey. And what happened? She gives birth in a cave next to somebody's farm animals. I'm glad my Jesus was born in a cave in a manger. How about you? Baby Jesus was born. And what happens? Immediately after baby Jesus was born, King wants him dead. Don't he? He wants him dead. So now, not only did Mary have to travel on that donkey and give birth in that manger, but now, after baby Jesus is born, they're on the run again. They're on the run again. I'm sure that wasn't what she had planned for baby Jesus' early life. So rolling around all the way through Jesus' life to the cross, Mary, the girl who 3 decades before the cross said yes to the Holy Spirit being born through her and naming Jesus, and the name be named Jesus. She looks on that cross. She looks at her son. He's stripped naked. He doesn't even look like a person hanging up there. And I'm sure Mary's thoughts were, this is not what I had planned. This is not what I had planned. I'm sure she'd go back to that angel and say, hey, you told me that you were going to have me have baby Jesus and the Messiah and all, but you ain't tell me he was going to end up like that. You ain't tell me he was going to be beaten and suffer like that. That ain't what I had planned. That's not what I thought I signed up for. How many of y'all ever use that one? That ain't what I signed up for. Hey, even if we sign up for something in a certain word, the plan can still change. Amen. And what happens on that cross as Jesus is hanging there, as he's suffering, he says, "Father, forgive them. Into your hands." And Mary watches him die. But guess what that death did? That death gave us life and the possibility of life eternal in heaven when we accept her son that died on that cross for us. We don't have to understand the plan, but we can trust God's purposes for us. So in your story of Christmas, something nobody could have planned throughout that time. God become man. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He's born wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen. That's the same clothes that were used to prepare people for burial back in. Foreshadowing, the Savior was born to die for us. Amen. And born to rise again. So for me to be right with God, I need to be good. No, that's not true. Jesus is our good. Jesus was good for us. I need to make a sacrifice. No. Go again. Jesus was our sacrifice. He was the sacrificial lamb for each one of us. I need to be righteous. You hear people talk like this all the time, don't you? No. He was the righteous one. Jesus was the righteous one. Mary, Joseph had that plan. But God had a purpose. And guess what? We were that purpose. We were the purpose that Jesus came to earth. We were the purpose that Jesus died on the cross. For us to have life eternal. For Him to change our plans when we struggle with what we're going through. Many of the plans of a man are in a man's heart, aren't they? You don't have to understand the plan. We just got to trust God for the purpose. Do you know Him today? Do you need to get closer to Him today? Those that are here, those that are watching online. Do you need a better understanding of what Christmas is truly about? As they come for a final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I thank You, Lord, again for getting the money out of the way today, Lord. Lord, I thank You for the blessing in Your message, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your Holy Spirit speaking through me, Lord. Lord, Your word is not mine today, Jesus. And Lord, I thank You for impressing upon each one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, the true goodness and mercy that You sent to us through the virgin birth of Mary, Lord, to die on that cross, Lord, those 3 decades later, Jesus, so that we could have a salvation in heaven eternally, Lord. Lord, so that we could have peace in our hearts, Lord. Lord, so that we can experience You to Your fullness, Lord. Lord, even when we get our plans messed up from the floor up, Lord, Lord, we know that it's Your word, Your purpose that truly matters, Lord, is where we're going, Jesus, and what we're doing. Lord, we ask You to be with us for the rest of the day. In Your name I pray. And everybody say it.